like, you know, here we go again kind of feeling?
For a split second, I did. You know, come down, rip to a touchdown, as you know, they third down, and you know, you're looking at your offense, and Odell makes a wonderful catch, so it kind of like calmed me down a little bit. But you definitely have it in your head because you've been there so many times. But you got to go out there and play, and the good thing we finished.
Does anyone say anything about that? Does anyone, you know, go in the huddle and mention, say, hey, not this time or anything like that?
Nah. You know, unfortunately, we didn't really get the opportunity to go back on the field, so it really wasn't nothing said. But you know, when things happen over and over like that, you it's gonna creep in your head. But the main thing, you just gotta go out there and be prepared and play.
I think I just missed this one. But what happened to make you ready to coach?
Oh yes, sir. I seen that ball in there, so I ain't know how far I was to the sideline. I just seen him chucking. I was trying to go make a play, and as I looked down, I seen coach, and I couldn't stop. But he said I didn't affect him much, so that's a good thing.
He's a tough guy though.
Yeah,
he bounced up quicker than you.
Yeah, he did. It shocked me.
Did you get shaken up a little bit on it?
I was more shaken up thinking I just knocked coach out, so I was trying to stay down, don't let nobody see me. But he bounced back up and it.
But you didn't
felt
go right good. Back in the game.
No, sir.
If he doesn't do jumping jacks this week, Yeah,
it wasn't on me. You
probably already mentioned this, but you went in and out of the game a bunch. What is it that was causing you to go in and out of the game?
A lot of things, you know. If I could take a play here off there, just to go out there 100% every time I'm feeling this bump, you know, I feel like I have guys behind me that can step in for a play or two and relieve me of that, and I'll just keep going from there.
How important was this for your defense? You've had some issues this year. We haven't stopped guys in the fourth quarter. This time you shut it down.
It's very important, you know. To us, the mentality is our playoffs start now. If you lose one, you don't end up where you want to be. So the mentality is all or nothing. So whenever you put in a situation, somebody had to make a play. And for the most part, you know, we did that. You know, you could build from that, gain that momentum, and keep it rolling.
DRC, you almost had a pick on that play. Can you talk about that play along the sideline?
Which one?
The one, I think, right at the start of the third quarter. Tipped the ball.
On a deep ball?
No, it was like a comeback.
His splits told me, you know, just from watching film, that he was going to run it out. So I knew he was going to run it. Well, I was hoping he was going to win it. So what I did was showed a little inside leverage and kind of baited the quarterback. But I should have took a step earlier. You know, I didn't really break on as clean as I wanted to.